The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. And we come back for the new year. We pick up our weekly chats with an outstanding coach here at the University of Michigan year in and year out. Her teams are outstanding. It's like you could take it to the bank, right? That the Michigan women's gymnastics program is going to be among the best in the country. And that is the case as this season is now underway. We're going to look back on the season opening win and then look ahead to match up with number 13, Illinois. But before we can do that, we got to reflect upon, as I said, the season opener. Joining us to do that, Michigan women's gymnastics coach Bev Plotky. Bev, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Glad that you could join us and glad that you could take us through the introduction of a couple of freshmen who made their debuts in the maize and blue, and then to talk to us about what was a meet where you guys you were trailing by a few tenths heading into the final rotation last weekend.
We were, and I think any coach would tell you in a first competition that there were a lot of really positive things to talk about, and there were a few things that that we needed to go back into practice and work on. And we started out the competition on fire, really. I mean, we had one of the best vault rotations. I'm certain it's the best opening meet vault rotation we may have ever had in program history. It was fantastic, and we had also a very strong uneven bars rotation. But then we go to the great neutralizer in our sport, which is balance beam. And believe it or not, I believe that balance beam is probably our team's best event.
Wow.
When we hit. But it's also the event that where pressure, you know, first meet jitters is going to hit you if it's going to hit you anywhere. And unfortunately, you know, we had a couple of mistakes there. And when there's a mistake, it makes everybody a little bit more nervous, and then you get, you know, not necessarily the falls, but a wobble here and there, which prevent the scores from being as high as they should be. So a very disappointing, honestly, balance beam rotation for us, and nobody's more disappointed in it than our athletes. They've worked very, very hard in the gym this week to come back and correct. Really, what were not physical, but really all kind of just mental errors there. And then we came back, and I thought we did an acceptable floor exercise performance. I thought that we were good. For a first meet, we have the opportunity to be even much better there. But it was really just the balance beam rotation that kind of kept us back. And that's where we had a big lead going into that third rotation, lost it, we're dropped down. I think we were about 4/10 behind as we went into floor exercise. But University of Washington had to end on beam, and we were able to make up the difference and come out and pull off the victory.
And of course, Natalie Wojcik, you know, wins the floor exercise with a 9.9, and is as you would expect for her, you know, just an outstanding athlete. You need to have that come from behind. You know that she's going to be able to notch a big score for you to help you do that.
Absolutely. And in actuality, you know, Natalie's our returning national beam champion. And just to give you an idea, not to emphasize that she made a mistake, but she was one of the ones that actually fell in our balance beam rotation. So it can absolutely happen to anybody. It's a very nerve-wracking event. But the true sign of a great competitor is that she was able to put that mistake behind her and come over and do the floor routine that she did, winning that event and helping us pull out the victory.
Talking to Michigan women's gymnastics coach Bev Plotky here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. So I teased this in the intro, Bev, but you had a couple of freshmen that made their collegiate debut, Sierra Brooks, Gabby Wilson. What about their first time out? in a live it counts in the win loss column meet for your two freshmen.
Well, they definitely did not disappoint. Both of them had beautiful vaults. I believe Gabby Wilson won the event for us. Sierra Brooks won balance beam this time out. I believe Gabby, can't remember which one of them actually won an even bar. So I think our freshmen won three out of the four events for us this past weekend, and much, much more to come. I think that they would tell you that it was a lot of fun. And, you know, looking forward to going out and seeing what we can do in our first road competition.
Right. And that's a nice segue. As you guys be in Champaign, Illinois, taking on the number 13 Illini, a highly regarded team, obviously. And year in and year out, that is the case. You often say, Bev, it's not really about, you know, the other team. It's really about you. But I'm curious what, you know, as far as Illinois is concerned, what are their strong points? What do they bring to the table?
Well, I think that Natalie Walsh has done an amazing job at the University of Illinois. She has really turned that program around, and they have gotten better year in and year out. Last year, they were really hit with a lot of injuries. I'm sure they're a lot healthier this year. They had they have two meets, I believe, under their belt, whereas we have one going into this competition. But, you know, like you said, you know, we don't have offensive and defensive strategies. We have to go. And the key to our ability to be successful is to not be thrown off of our game or be distracted by what their team is doing or by what their fans are doing. So our focus really going into this competition is going to be to try to stay sort of in our own little bubble. Lock in has been sort of the theme that our athletes have picked for this year. We really want to try to do that and focus on our performance.
Right, and an injury note, you kind of talked a little bit about it last week. I'm just curious, I believe you said, was it Maggie O'Hara you said was returning from injury last week? I can't recall.
Yes, Maggie O'Hara had come back and was really poised to do some great things last year, and we went to the University of Maryland, and she had an injury. She ruptured her Achilles tendon, so she has rehabbed and worked very hard on a long road to come back from that, and this weekend she will be in both our balance beam and uneven bars lineups.
All right, so great news on that front. And as coaches always like to have coaching points coming in a victory. And that's what you had in week one, Bev. I could tell, what practice must have been like for you guys this week. There are a lot of things to tighten up, and you got a really, really good opponent that you have a chance to do it against this weekend, traveling to Illinois. Folks, that will be tomorrow, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern, taking on the Fighting Illini. That will be on BTN+. So, again, BTN+. Be sure to check it out. Well, Bev, as always, we appreciate you taking out so much time from your morning to talk to us, and good luck against Illinois, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, my pleasure. You guys have a good day.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Michigan women's gymnastics coach Bev Plocke here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Before we get to a break so we can get to Joe, my man Joe Simon, who is in studio, I'll tell you about our friends at Bullion Sales and Service. See, here's the thing. They know snow's around the corner. They know that you need to be prepared. And with the new year, why not celebrate the new year and take care of those needs, roll that all up into one with a January sale. Bullion Sales is celebrating their 65th year serving customers in Washtenaw County and surrounding areas with the best sales and service around. You need parts, they have them. You need great deals, they have those, which cannot be beat. Like, for instance, you're looking for a single stage snow thrower or something light, maneuverable. Great deals right now. $25 off all single stage snow throwers, Toro Simplicity and Honda out at Bullion Sales. Then you have the two-stage snowblowers when you want to, you know, chop down 2 feet of snow at a time and cut through that ice at the end of the driveway, right? You need a two-stage snowblower. $35 off of all two-stage snowblowers from Toro and Simplicity. $65 off all Honda two-stage snowblowers out at Bullion Sales. And the one that caught my attention was the one they have with the tracks on it. So, you know, you're looking for that traction. Your wheels start spinning. Some people try to throw chains on their snowblower tires. Don't even have to do that. Just go get the one with the tracks. You know, over by Honda, $65 off of all Honda two-stage snowblowers out at Bullion Sales and Service, located 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. Find them online at WeKnowTractors.com. Again, WeKnowTractors.com. Got to get to a break. We come back on the other side. Joe Simon will join us. Catch up. Get his take on some of these legal cases in sports. Now, so get to that. The other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.